Anybody driving through the Pilsen neighborhood of Chicago is likely to hear these sounds coming from the radio.
Radio Arte, Chicago.
Listen to the stories of life, art, and politics from some of the most influential Latino and...
Homo Frecuencia, todos los lunes de 7 a 9 de la noche, Radio Arte.
That's from Radio Arte, the only Latino-owned, youth-driven urban community radio station in the country. It broadcasts a mix of eclectic Latino music from local and international artists, as well as discussions about social justice issues like immigration and gay rights. Here to tell us more is Tania Ursueta. She's hosted several of the shows. She's a producer and trains youth to host shows. Welcome to the program. I'm amazed you were able to get away from the station long enough to talk to us.
Thank you.
What makes Radio Arte different? I think a lot of people are familiar with Spanish language radio, even bilingual radio. What makes Radio Arte different?
Well, I think particularly a lot of the things that you mentioned at the beginning, that we are youth-driven, meaning that everyone pretty much who is on the air is a youth or came out of the youth training program that we have at Radio Arte. And even our general manager is a young woman. When she started being a general manager, she was the youngest general manager that had taken over a Spanish language radio station or a radio station that broadcasts in Spanish, Silvia Rivera. And she came out of our training program as well. So that's definitely one thing. And then another is that our mission really is to highlight the voices of youth, the voices of our community, and the voices of our diverse community. And so that's why we include people who are undocumented, people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender, and women, you know. And so that I think that's one thing that makes us special.
I want to mention one of the shows that you hosted, Homo Frecuencia, mm-hmm. which deals with lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues. If I can play a short clip from an interview you did with a Salvadoran activist who is transsexual, Rudy Bracamonte. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Ruby Bracamonte, migrante salvadoreña que radica actualmente en Washington, D.C.
Realmente yo me identifico como una chica transexual.
Ella es fundadora de Creando...
Okay, can you just briefly just translate a little bit about what you're talking about?
Sure, and this is an interview with a woman who's a Salvadorian immigrant and who runs a center for transgender youth, particularly youth who are homeless, because something that happens in all of communities, and very much so in the Latino community, is that a lot of times when a youth comes out being gay, bisexual, or particularly transgender, they are kicked out of their homes.
Kicked out of their homes.
Yeah, the largest number of youth who are homeless are gay and lesbian and transgender youth.
Is the show controversial?
I hope so. Yes.
Really? You hope so?
I hope that it does controversial in the sense that it creates discussion amongst people. And because I do think that we talked a lot of about issues that are very taboo within our community, not just sex and gay and lesbian issues, but transgender issues, which I left out a lot.
Do you think that is the goal to kind of help kids talk to their parents about these issues, or do you think that the parents might be listening and perhaps get a window into what these kids are experiencing?
It's definitely both, I think. We do try to focus a lot on personal stories, for example, and thinking a lot about the youth who may be gay and lesbian who are listening, who need role models, who need ideas, who need resources. But we also try to educate people who may have never heard of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender words even. And so that's also another goal. And we also have a lot of allies within the show, meaning people who are not part of the gay community but who want to support the community, and that also helps. And there have been lots of stories of people who become involved in Homo Frecuencia and end up doing a lot of research and realizing that you know, that they can come out to their family and finding ways.
Obviously, the station spends a good amount of time on immigration, but I'm going to skip past that for a second and just ask how you handle the issue of language.
Mm-hmm.
Is every show bilingual within the show, or do you switch between the shows?
Well, in terms of our general programming, it does go back and forth a lot between promos in Spanish, promos in English. We have a focus on Latino music in the mornings and Latino music in Spanish, and then in English in the afternoons. But in terms of the shows, a lot of times it depends on the producers, whether the producer is someone who feels more comfortable speaking Spanish or speaking English. But a lot of the times, for example, particularly in Homo Frecuencia, we do play pieces in English, we play pieces in Spanish, because we know that our audience is also bilingual. And so
So your sense is your audience is actually switching back and forth along with you.
Probably, yeah.
What do you make of this argument? In fact, I'm sorry, we're almost out of time, that some people are critical of Spanish language media because they feel that it retards the assimilation or the progress of people in English, which is such an essential tool. What's your take on that?
You know, I think that people need to know about their own culture as well, and they need to get information in their own language about resources, and eventually I think eventually people learn English, but it's important to also know your own language.
Well, some people would argue that English, if you're born here, is your own language.
But not everyone in the Latino community is born here, and I think that, you know, it's a kind of hypocritical thing when American children are brought up to learn more than one language, and yet people who are Latino are told that they should only speak one language.
We make an interesting point. I also want to point out that the variety of music played, very eclectic.
Yes.
I don't even know how you keep track of it all. Any particular sensibility you're aiming for?
We're aiming to bring the attention of Latinos, and Latinos are so diverse, and so is our music.
Okay. Tania Azueta is a host and producer at Radio Arte. It's a Latino-owned, youth-driven, urban community radio station in Chicago. She was kind enough to join us here at Wishbone Restaurant. Tania, we have so much more to talk about. You have to come and see me at my station.
Please, anytime.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.